إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. فما زلت معكم في التعليق على رياض الصالحين للإمام أبي زكريا محيي الدين يحيى بن شرف النووي رحمه الله تعالى.
بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. ما بعد، we are continuing our commentary on رياض الصالحين authored by أبو زكريا محيي الدين يحيى بن شرف النووي، may Allah have mercy upon him.
قال رحمه الله تعالى باب التوبة.
He said, may Allah have mercy upon him, the chapter of repentance.
والتوبة هي الإقلاع عن الذنب.
And repentance, it is to stop doing a sin.
والرجوع إلى الله في أن يزيل هذا الذنب.
And to return to Allah that He remove it.
قال رحمه الله وهي عبادة من العبادات.
And returning to Allah that He erase it, and it is a worship.
كالصلاة والصوم والحج والزكاة والخوف والخشية والرجاء والتوكل.
Just like fasting and salah and zakah and hajj and hope and fear and so forth.
والله عز وجل يحب من عبده أن يتوب.
And Allah عز وجل, He loves from His slave that he repents.
ويفتح أبواب التوبة.
And he opens the doors of repentance.
لأن التوبة فيها إظهار للضعف والذلة إلى الله عز وجل.
Because repentance has in it a display and a manifestation of weakness and humility to Allah عز وجل.
ففيها إظهار التوحيد.
So in it is the manifestation of توحيد.
وتفويض الأمر إلى الله.
And putting the affair in the control of Allah entirely.
وعلامة على صلاح القلب.
And it is an indication of the purity and goodness of the heart.
فهي سبب من أسباب الفلاح.
So it is a cause of success.
وتوبوا إلى الله جميعا أيها المؤمنون لعلكم تفلحون.
As Allah said, and repent to Allah all of you, O believers, in order that you may be successful.
وقد وعد الله التائبين بجنات عرضها السماوات والأرض.
And Allah, He has promised the repenters a paradise which is as vast as the heavens and the earth.
وهي صفة الأنبياء والرسل عليهم الصلاة والسلام.
And it is the description of the prophets and messengers عليهم الصلاة والسلام.
والتوبة إلى الله عز وجل وإن كانت في الأصل بسبب الذنب، إلا أن الإنسان عنده من التقصير ما يجعله محتاجا دوما إلى هذه التوبة.
And repentance, even though it is because of sins, the person makes it, but because the individual is also slacking and negligent in different aspects, it makes an individual in need of repenting all of the time.
حتى أهل الجنة الذين لا ذنوب عندهم يقولون ربنا اغفر لنا.
Even the people of paradise who have no sins, they say, "Oh Allah, forgive us."
فليس الإنسان المذنب فقط الذي يستغفر، حتى الذي لا يذنب يطلب غفران الله ورحمته ويتوب إليه.
So it is not just the individual who is a sinner that repents, rather even the individual who does not have any sin, he asks Allah's pardon and forgiveness and repents to him.
والله عز وجل قد غفر لرسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم جميع ذنوبه ما تقدم منها وما تأخر.
And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he had forgiven for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam all of his sins, what had passed and what was to come.
ليغفر لك الله ما تقدم من ذنبك وما تأخر ويتم نعمته عليك ويهديك صراطا مستقيما.
As he said, in order that Allah may forgive you what has passed of your sins and what is to come.
ليغفر لك الله ما تقدم من ذنبك وما تأخر ويتم نعمته.
And to complete his favor upon you and
ويتم نعمته عليك
ويهديك and guide you a straight path.
والرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم مع ذلك كان يكثر من التوبة والاستغفار.
And even though this was the case, the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, he used to very frequently repent and seek forgiveness.
فالإنسان بعد الصلاة يقول أستغفر الله أستغفر الله أستغفر الله وهو كان في صلاة.
And the individual who was in salah, they say أستغفر الله three times, even though they had just gotten out of salah.
وفي إذا خرج من دورة المياه يقول غفرانك بمعنى أستغفر الله أيضا.
And when an individual leaves the restroom, they also say غفرانك, meaning I seek your forgiveness and pardon.
والرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم كان يستغفر في اليوم 100 مرة.
And the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, he used to seek Allah's forgiveness in the day 100 times.
وكانوا يعدون له في المجلس الواحد أكثر من 70 مرة.
And in one gathering, they used to count 70 times he would seek forgiveness from Allah.
وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام من قال أستغفر الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم وأتوب إليه ثلاث مرات غفرت ذنوبه وإن كان فر من الزحف.
And the individual who says أشهد أن أستغفر الله إلى آخره, what you just heard, then if the person says this three times, Allah will forgive them their sin, even if it is running from battle.
أستغفر الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم وأتوب إليه ثلاث مرات. أستغفر الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم وأتوب إليه. والاستغفار يزيل الهموم.
And seeking forgiveness from Allah, it removes an individual's worries.
وينفس الكروب.
And it eases crisis.
ومن يقول صلى الله عليه وسلم من أراد أن تسره صحيفته يوم القيامة فليكثر من الاستغفار.
And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, whoever wishes to be pleased and happy with what is written in their scroll on the day of resurrection, then let them seek forgiveness often.
قال تعالى وإني لغفار لمن تاب وآمن وعمل صالحا ثم اهتدى.
And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and indeed I am all forgiving of those who repent and believe and work righteous deeds and then are guided.
وقال تعالى والذين لا يدعون مع الله إلها آخر ولا يقتلون النفس التي حرم الله إلا بالحق ولا يزنون ومن يفعل ذلك يلقى أثاما يضاعف له العذاب يوم القيامة ويخلد فيه مهانا إلا من تاب وآمن وعمل عملا صالحا فأولئك يبدل الله سيئاتهم حسنات وكان الله غفورا رحيما ومن تاب وعمل صالحا فإنه يتوب إلى الله متابا.
As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said by the meaning of the verses, and those who do not associate unto Allah any partners, those who do not call upon anyone along with Allah, and do not kill the soul that Allah has prohibited be killed, and do not fornicate. And whoever does that will find sin. The punishment will be multiplied for this individual on the day of resurrection, and they will remain in it in humility. Except for the ones who repent and believe and work righteous deeds. Then Allah will exchange their evil deeds for good deeds.
وقال سبحانه وتعالى قل يا عبادي الذين أسرفوا على أنفسهم لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله إن الله يغفر الذنوب جميعا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم.
And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, say, O my slaves who have transgressed against them, their own selves, do not be weary of the mercy of Allah. Indeed, Allah forgives all sins, and He is the all-forgiving, most merciful.
فالتوبه امرها عظيم.
So repentance is a very great thing.
ومحل التوبه القلب. اصل التوبه في القلب.
And the origin and the place that the repentance originates is the heart.
وكذلك على اللسان.
And likewise, it on the tongue.
وكذلك على الجوارح.
And in the actions.
أما ما يكون في القلب فهو الندم.
As for what would be found in the heart of the repentance, it is the regret.
على ما حصل من هذا الذنب.
And that is regret for what had taken place from this sin.
وقال صلى الله عليه وسلم الندم توبة.
And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned that regret is a repentance.
وكذلك مما يقوم في القلب أن يعزم على أن لا يعود إلى هذا الذنب.
And another thing that takes place in the heart, another aspect of repentance, is that the individual have the intention, the strong intention, to never go back to doing that sin again.
كذلك الإخلاص في التوبة أنه يقصد وجه الله لا يظهر الاستغفار رياء.
Likewise is that they be sincere, that they be sincere and repenting for the sake of Allah, and not that they are intending by their repentance to show off.
فهذه الأمور الثلاثة تكون في القلب.
All three of these things they take place in the heart.
الندم,
the regret,
العزيمة,
and the intention to never go back to doing it again.
الإخلاص.
And sincerity.
وأما ما يكون من التوبة على اللسان فهو الاستغفار.
And as for the aspect of repentance that would take place on the tongue, it is to seek forgiveness from Allah.
والاعتراف بالذنب.
And
أول شيء الاستغفار. ثانيا الاعتراف بالذنب.
The first thing is seeking forgiveness from Allah. The second thing is acknowledging the sin.
ومعنى الإقرار بالذنب أن يعترف أنه أخطأ.
And what is meant by acknowledging the sin is that they acknowledge and affirm that they did in fact make a mistake.
أما إذا أخطأ وظلم وتعدى وقال ما فعلت شيئا هذا ما تاب.
But if the individual makes a mistake and transgresses and oppresses and then says, I didn't do anything, this individual did not repent.
الأمر الثالث البيان إذا كان في معصيته إفساد للبلاد أو العباد.
And the third aspect of repentance that takes place on the tongue is that the individual clarify themselves if their sin involved spreading mischief throughout the land and amongst the people.
مثل الإنسان يدعو إلى معصية أو بدعة أو شرك.
Like for example, if an individual were to call the people to a sin or an innovation or shirk.
من تمام توبته أن يبين للناس أن هذا شرك وأنه تاب منه ويعترف.
From the completion and perfection of their repentance is that they proclaim to the people and acknowledge that they did in fact sin and make a mistake, and they admit that.
قال تعالى إلى الذين تابوا وأصلحوا وبينوا.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, except for those who repent and do better themselves and clarify themselves.
هذه الأمور الثلاثة من توبة اللسان.
These three elements, they are all from the repentance of the tongue.
الاستغفار.
And that is seeking forgiveness.
الاعتراف بالذنب.
Acknowledging the sin.
البيان.
And showing and clarifying oneself.
تصحيح الخطأ.
And that is that a person make the sin better, that they correct their mistake.
وهناك توبة على الجوارح.
And then there is a repentance also that takes place on the actions.
وهو الإقلاع عن الذنب.
And that is first that the individual leave off committing that sin.
مثلا يكون يزني يترك الزنا.
Meaning, for example, if an individual is sinning by way of fornicating, they leave off fornication.
أما إذا يزني ويقول استغفر الله وهو يزني وهو يعني في وقت الجماع مع المرأة وهو يزني ويقول استغفر الله أين التوبة؟ وهو ما زال على الذنب.
But if the individual were to be saying, "Oh Allah, I seek your forgiveness," while they are committing the act or while they are continuing to commit the act, then where is the repentance in this?
يعني إنسان يقول أنا تبت من الربا وهو ما زال يرابي.
For example, an individual says, "I repent from collecting riba," and they are still collecting it.
في نفس الوقت يعني يقول الرجل خذ ربا استغفر الله.
At the same time, when the individual says, makes the riba transaction and is seeking Allah's forgiveness, in the same time,
لابد ترك الذنب, الإقلاع عن الذنب.
The individual must leave off committing that sin. They must stop.
فالتوبة من الذنب بعد انتهاء الذنب.
As repentance from the sin takes place after the sin is already over.
لأنه وهو ما زال يذنب الاستغفار ما يمحو هذا الذنب لأنه ما زال على الذنب مستمرا.
Because as long as this individual is still upon the sin, committing the sin, then this individual has not repented because they are continuing to commit it and practice it.
وليس معنى هذا تكرار الذنب. هذه مسألة أخرى.
And we are not speaking about doing the sin, committing the sin again and going back to the sin. This is something else.
يعني الإنسان إذا أذنب ثم استغفر.
Meaning if an individual were to repent and seek forgiveness from Allah.
وهو صادق في توبته.
If they were to sin and seek forgiveness from Allah and repent, and they are sincere in their repentance.
فالله يغفر له.
Allah will forgive this individual.
ثم لو تاب مرة أخرى بعد ذلك. ثم لو أذنب مرة أخرى بعد ذلك.
And then after this repentance, they went back and sinned again.
فالله عز وجل إذا تاب يقبل توبته.
And if the individual repents again, Allah will accept his repentance.
لكن كلامنا سابقا أن يقلع عن الذنب يعني ما يستغفر وهو ما زال يفعل الذنب مستمر.
And what we mean by leaving off the sin is that the individual not attempt to repent while they are still doing the actual act, while they are still practicing it.
مثل يشرب الخمر استغفر الله استغفر الله ما في فائدة.
There is no good in this. There is no point to this.
يعني لابد يشيل الخمر على جنب ويتركها ويستغفر الله عز وجل.
So the person must put it aside and leave it alone and seek forgiveness with Allah.
أو شغل الموسيقى هو يستمع للموسيقى استغفر الله استغفر الله إيش الفائدة؟ هو ما زال على الذنب.
This is pointless as long as they are still practicing the sin.
كذلك مما هو من أعمال الجوارح رد الحقوق إلى أهلها.
Another aspect of repentance that is from the actions is to give back people their rights.
ما هو؟
رد الحقوق إلى أهلها.
يعني إذا أخذت مال إنسان ترده إليه.
that you, if you take the someone's money, for example, that you give it back to them.
أو سرقت سيارته وترد إليه.
Or if you steal their car, you give it back to them.
أو اغتصبت أرضه وبيته وترده إليه.
Or if you have taken from them their land or their home, you return it.
فلابد من رد الحقوق إلى أهلها.
So a person must give back the rights to its people.
أما شخص سرق من إنسان مالا.
But let's say somebody steals money from someone else.
ثم يقول أستغفر الله وهو يلعب بالمال.
And then says, I seek Allah's forgiveness while they are still playing with the money.
لا ينفعه الاستغفار.
This will not benefit them.
لأنه أخذ أموال مال الناس بغير حق.
Because he has taken the people's wealth without right to do so.
فلا بد من رد الحقوق إلى أهلها. هذه من توبة الجوارح.
So the person must give the people their rights back. This is from the actions of the body and the limbs.
كذلك إصلاح ما أفسد.
Likewise is fixing what it is they destroyed.
يعني مثلا نم بين شخصين.
For example, if they were to have tail carried between two individuals.
فأفسد بينهم.
And caused enmity between the two people.
فيصلح بينهما.
They need to better this by making peace between them.
من تمام توبته أن يصلح بينهما.
From the perfection and completion of his repentance is that he make peace between them.
كذلك إذا اغتابه.
Likewise, if he backbitted someone.
يذهب إليه ويتحلل منه.
He needs to go to him and ask his forgiveness.
إلا إذا غلب على ظنه أنه سيغضب زيادة ولن يستفيد بهذا.
Unless he is mostly sure that this individual, when they hear this, they are going to become more angry and they are not going to benefit from this.
فليذكره بخير حيث ذكره بسوء.
Then he needs to mention that same person with good in the same gathering that he mentioned him in a bad way.
ويبين لمن تكلم أمامهم أنه قد أخطأ في حق أخيه.
And he needs to make it clear to the one he backbit this individual in front of that he has made a mistake and backbitted his brother.
ويجب على المسلم أن يحب التوبة.
And it is obligatory upon the Muslim to love repentance.
وأن يحرص عليها.
And to be very diligent in it.
ولا يستكبر عن التوبة.
And a person should never be too arrogant to repent.
لأن الحمد لله الإنسان بشر يخطئ ويصيب.
Because the human being is a human being, the individual is a human being, and they make mistakes, and they are correct as well sometimes.
فليس من الخطأ أن تتراجع.
So it is not a mistake that a person is not a mistake to you know fix. It is not a mistake to acknowledge your wrong and to change it and fix it.
والتوبة رفعة للإنسان في الدنيا والآخرة.
And repentance is will raise an individual in levels in the dunya and the hereafter. And repentance, it is not to be directed to anyone except for Allah.
لا يحتاج إلى ذهاب إلى قسيس.
They don't need to go to any priest for it.
للاعتراف.
To acknowledge and to mention what they have done.
لا يحتاج إلى ذلك. لا يحجبك عن التوبة أحد.
They don't need that. Nobody stands as a barrier between the individual and repentance.
ولا يحتاج إلى واسطة.
Nor do they need any middleman.
فيتوب إلى الله مباشرة.
They should repent to Allah directly.
لكن بشروط التوبة السابقة من رد الحقوق إلى أهلها والاعتراف بالذنب إذا ناقشه أحد أو كلمه.
And of course, this is with the previously mentioned conditions of giving the people their rights back and acknowledging the sin and so forth, admitting to it.
ولا يجوز للمسلم أن يقول أتوب إلى الله وإلى رسول الله.
And it is not permissible for an individual to say, I repent to Allah and to the Messenger of Allah as well.
التوبة إلى الله وحده.
Repentance is to be directed to Allah alone.
ولو أخطأ في حق الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول أستغفر الله.
And if the individual were to even if the individual were to have been wrong in their dealing or been wrong towards the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they need to repent to Allah.
ولا يجوز أن يقول سامحنا يا رسول الله بعد أن مات صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And it is not permissible to say, "Forgive me, O Messenger of Allah," after he died, صلى الله عليه وسلم.
فإن هذا من الشرك.
Because this is a type of shirk.
لأنها نوع من الدعاء.
Because it is a type of supplication.
فمن أخطاء بعض المسلمين أنهم يكتبون على سياراتهم بعد المشاكل التي حصلت في الفيلم المسيء وقبل ذلك الرسوم الدنماركية. كانوا يكتبون على سيارتهم عبارة سامحنا يا رسول الله هذا شرك.
And of these mistakes is that people used to write on their vehicles after the movie and the Denmark cartoons, the defamation of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. They used to write on their cars, "Forgive us, O Messenger of Allah." This is shirk.
إذا كان الذي فعل هذا المنكر بعض المسلمين يقول ربنا لا تؤاخذنا بما فعل السفهاء منا.
If the ones who have done this thing, this defamation of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, if they are from the amongst the Muslims, then they are to say, "Oh Allah, do not hold us to account for what the foolish amongst us have done."
المهم أن التوبة إلى الله وحده.
What is important is that the point is that repentance is to be directed to Allah alone.
قال رحمه الله قال العلماء التوبة واجبة من كل ذنب فإن كانت المعصية بين العبد وبين الله تعالى لا تتعلق بحق آدمي فلها ثلاثة شروط.
The author, may Allah have mercy upon him, he said, the scholars have mentioned that repentance is obligatory from every sin. And if this sin is something which is between Allah and his slave and does not have anything to do with the rights of another human being, then it has three conditions.
وقوله رحمه الله وأن التوبة واجبة من كل ذنب.
And his statement here where he said that repentance is obligatory from every sin.
يعني سواء كان صغيرا أو كبيرا.
This means whether the sin was a major or a minor one.
فالإنسان لا يقصر التوبة على الكبائر بل حتى الصغائر.
So the individual should not only repent and limit repentance to major sins, rather it is for minor sins as well.
لأن التوبة تمحو الذنوب.
Because repentance, it erases sins.
والإنسان قد يذنب ويموت قبل أن يأتي عمل من الأعمال الصالحة المكفرة لهذه الصغائر.
And an individual could perhaps commit a sin and then die before they have an opportunity to do any righteous deeds that would eliminate these minor sins they have committed.
هناك أعمال صالحة تكفر الذنوب بدون استغفار الصغائر.
There are actions and deeds that if the individual does them, they will erase what has been committed of minor sins.
لكن الذي يتأمل يجد أن هذه الأعمال الصالحة التي تكفر الذنوب تشتمل على الاستغفار.
And but if an individual were to ponder the different types of actions that have been mentioned, that they one of their effects is that they forgive minor sins, they would notice that these particular forms of worship, they also include in them seeking forgiveness.
قال عليه الصلاة والسلام الصلوات الخمس والجمعة إلى الجمعة ورمضان إلى رمضان مكفرات لما بينهما إذا اجتنبت الكبائر.
The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said, the five daily prayers and the Jumu'ah to the next and Ramadan to the next, they are a forgiveness of sins which are between them as long as the major sins are refrained from.
As-salah mushtamil al-istighfar.
As-salah, it is inclusive of seeking forgiveness in it.
ماذا نقول بين السجدتين؟
What do we say between the two sajdas?
أستغفر ربي اغفر لي.
We say, Our Lord, forgive me.
ربي اغفر لي ثلاث مرات.
They say this three times. My Lord, استغفار. Forgive me. This is seeking forgiveness.
كذلك من أذكار السجود والركوع سبحانك الله وبحمدك اللهم اغفر لي.
And another of the remembrances of sujood and ruku' is سبحانك اللهم forgive me. اغفر لي.
كذلك من أدعية الاستفتاح اللهم باعد بيني وبين خطاياي كما باعدت بين المشرق والمغرب.
And another the remembrance and the opening supplication of the salah, one of them is, O Allah, distance between me and my sins that which is equivalent to the distance between the east and the west.
اللهم نقني من خطاياي كما ينقى الثوب الأبيض من الدنس.
O Allah, purify me from my mistakes and sins, just like the white garment is purified from dirt and stains.
اللهم ماذا اغسلني من خطاياي بالماء والثلج والبرد.
Oh Allah, rinse me from my sins with water and ice and snow.
هذا استغفار.
This is all seeking forgiveness from Allah.
كذلك بعد الصلاة ماذا نقول؟
Likewise, after salah is finished, what do we say?
استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله. فكل الصلاة فيها في الصلوات فيها استغفار.
So all of the prayers they include استغفار, seeking forgiveness from Allah.
فالصلاة بين الصلاة والصلاة تغفر الذنوب وزيادة.
So what is between the two prayers, from one prayer to the next, it forgives the sins and more. It also has good sins, good deeds written for the individual.
وهكذا الجمعة إلى الجمعة.
And the same thing goes for Friday to Friday prayer, the Jum'ah to the next.
أيضا صلاة الجمعة مشتملة على الاستغفار.
As we see that the Salah of Jum'ah, it is inclusive of seeking forgiveness as well.
ورمضان إلى رمضان.
And Ramadan, one Ramadan to the next.
الصوم بحد ذاته هو امتناع عن الأكل والشرب والجماع والمفطرات.
And fasting, essentially, it is for an individual to refrain from eating or drinking or sexual intercourse or anything that will break an individual's fast.
لكن هل يتصور أن يكون صائما بدون صلاة؟
But could an individual imagine being fasting without making salah?
أو بدون دعاء واستغفار؟
Or without seeking forgiveness from Allah and supplicating Him?
فالذي يعمل رمضان يصوم رمضان ويقبل منه هو من يؤديه على الوجه المشروع.
And that is that the individual who the one whom their fasting of Ramadan is accepted from them is the one who fasts it in the fashion that is desired of them and they are commanded with.
وهكذا نلاحظ جميع العبادات التي تكفر الذنوب فيها استغفار وفيها توبة وفيها رجوع إلى الله سبحانه وتعالى.
And so this is the same pattern we see for every action that and every worship that forgives the sins, it is inclusive of seeking forgiveness from Allah and repenting to Allah Azza wa Jal.
ولكن صغائر الذنوب لا يلزم لمحوها الاستغفار بل هناك أعمال صالحة تزيل هذه الصغائر.
And the minor sins, they are not necessarily in need of seeking forgiveness in order that they be forgiven. Rather, there are particular actions that an individual can do, particular good deeds that the individual could do that having an erasing effect on these minor sins.
قال سبحانه وتعالى إن الحسنات يذهبن السيئات.
As Allah سبحانه وتعالى said, indeed the good deeds erase the bad ones.
كذلك الذي يجتنب الكبائر عن تقرب إلى الله استحضار هذا الأمر. نعم.
Likewise is the individual who refrains from committing major sins. They refrain from committing major sins with the intention to do so and aware of doing that, of this refraining.
فمن اجتنب الكبائر قربة إلى الله سبحانه وتعالى يغفر الله له الصغائر. قال عز وجل إن تجتنبوا كبائر ما تنهون عنه نكفر عنكم سيئاتكم وندخلكم مدخلا كريما.
And the individual who leaves off committing, refrains from committing major sins with the intention of worshiping Allah, this individual, this act of refraining will forgive their minor sins. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, O you who have believed, if you stay away from the major sins which we have prohibited you from, we will forgive you your sins and enter you into a very honorable place.
قال رحمه الله تعالى أحدها أن يقلع عن المعصية والثاني أن يندم على فعلها والثالث أن يعزم أن لا يعود إليها أبدا فإن فقد أحد الثلاثة لم تصح توبته وسبق الحديث عن هذه الشروط الثلاثة.
And the author continued on to mention the three conditions. Continuing, he said, the first is that the individual stop committing the sin. The second is that they feel regret for what they have done, for doing it. And the third is that they have the sincere intention not to return to that sin ever again. So if any of these three conditions are not present, then their repentance is not acceptable, and we have already spoken about this.
وهذه شروط الكبائر توبة من الكبائر.
And these conditions, they are for repenting from major sins.
إضافة إلى الإخلاص لأنه ما من عبادة إلا ويشترط لها لصحتها الإخلاص.
And another condition to be added to these three is the condition of sincerity, because no worship is acceptable without sincerity.
وهذه الذنوب إذا كانت بينك وبين الله.
And this is for the sins that are between you and Allah.
أما إذا كان في حق للآدمي.
As for if these sins are inclusive of involved the rights of another human being.
قال رحمه الله تعالى وإن كانت المعصية تتعلق بآدمي فشروطها أربعة هذه الثلاثة وأن يبرأ من حق صاحبها فإن كانت مالا أو نحوه رده إليه وإن كانت حد قذف ونحوه مكنه منه أو طلب عفوه وإن كانت غيبة استحله منها.
And the author, he said, and if the sin the person is repenting from, if it involves the rights of another human being, then it has four conditions in this case. These three that we have mentioned, and also that the individual clear themselves from the rights of that individual that they have wronged. So if it is wealth, money that they have taken from them or something of the likes, they must return it to them. And if it is, for example, some accusation or slandering, they need to make themselves available for the punishment with the judge. Seek his forgiveness for doing so. And if this sin happened to be backbiting, then they need to seek their forgiveness and pardon for that.
قال رحمه الله تعالى وطبعا سبق الكلام حول الغيبة وأنه يترتب عليها مفسدة.
And we spoke about backbiting and the the bad aspects of it that could result the negative effects. نعم.
قال رحمه الله ويجب أن يتوب من جميع الذنوب فإن تاب من بعضها صحت توبته عند أهل الحق من ذلك الذنب وبقي عليه الباقي بخلاف طبعا مذهب الخوارج القائلين بأنه إذا أذنب ذنبا واحدا فقد كفر.
And the author went on to say, and repenting is obligatory from all sins. So if the individual were to repent from some sins, some of the sins they are committing, and not repenting from the rest, then their repentance is acceptable according to the people of the truth, yani according to the people of Ahlus Sunnah, that repentance is acceptable on behalf of that particular sin, and the rest of the sins that they have committed, they still are in need of a repentance. And this is, of course, contrary to the belief of the Khawarij, who believe that one sin alone of the major sins will make a person into a disbeliever.
قال رحمه الله وقد تظاهرت دلائل الكتاب والسنة وإجماع الأمة على وجوب التوبة.
And the author went on to say, and the evidences of the Quran and the Sunnah and the consensus of the Ummah, يعني the Muslimin, is very clear regarding the fact that repenting is obligatory.
قال رحمه الله تعالى قال الله تعالى وتوبوا إلى الله جميعا أيها المؤمنون لعلكم تفلحون أي يا أيها المؤمنين توبوا يا أيها المؤمنون توبوا إلى الله وارجعوا إليه جميعا يعني جميع المؤمنين بشتى صنوفهم لعلكم تفلحون يعني لعل هذه التوبة تكون سببا في فلاحكم وسعادتكم.
And Allah said, as the author here continues to say, and repent to Allah, all of you, meaning all of the believers, regardless of all of their believers on their different, yani every one of them, O believers, in order that you may be successful, meaning that you may be successful and that you may be happy, made happy in the hereafter and so forth.
وقال الله تعالى فاستغفروا ربكم ثم توبوا إليه وهذا قد قاله من هود لقومه عاد استغفروا ربكم يعني اطلبوا مغفرته وأن يمحو عنكم هذا الذنب الذي هو الشرك ثم توبوا إليه وارجعوا إليه من جميع المعاصي.
And Allah the Most High, he also said, and seek forgiveness with your Lord and repent to him, and then repent to him. And this is, of course, the words of Hud alayhi salam to his people when he said to them, and seek forgiveness from your Lord, that Allah will erase this sin of shirk from you that you have all committed, and then repent to him, meaning return to him from all in all ways.
وقال سبحانه وتعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا توبوا إلى الله توبة نصوحة.
And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also said, O you who have believed, repent to Allah a sincere and true repentance.
والتوبة النصوح هي ما توفرت فيها الشروط السابقة.
And what is intended by the true and sincere repentance is that it all of the conditions that we have mentioned previously be present.
قال وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول والله إني لا أستغفر الله وأتوب إليه في اليوم أكثر من 70 مرة رواه البخاري ويعني بذلك والله إني لا أستغفر الله يعني إني أقول أستغفر الله وأتوب إليه هذا ذكر واستغفار.
And the author said, and on the authority of Abi Huraira, may Allah be pleased with him, he said, I heard the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam say, but I swear by Allah, indeed I seek forgiveness from Allah and repent to him in the day more than 70 times. And this has been collected by Al-Bukhari. And what is intended by I seek the forgiveness of Allah and repent to him, meaning I say astaghfirullah wa atubu ilayh, this particular remembrance, this particular dhikr, this is inclusive of seeking forgiveness from Allah and repenting to him as well.
وعن الأغر بن يسار المزني رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يا أيها الناس توبوا إلى الله واستغفروه فإني أتوب في اليوم 100 مرة. توبوا إلى الله واستغفروه يعني أقولوا نستغفر الله ونتوب إليه.
And on the authority of Al-Aghr ibn Yasar Al-Muzani, may Allah be pleased with him, he said, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, O people, repent to your Lord and seek his forgiveness, for indeed I repent to him in each day 100 times. And what is meant by repent to your Lord and seek his forgiveness is that an individual say, Astaghfirullah wa atubu ilayh, I seek the forgiveness of Allah and I repent to him.
قال رحمه الله تعالى وعن أبي حمزة أنس بن مالك الأنصاري رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لله أفرح بتوبة عبده من أحدكم سقط على بعيره وقد أضله في أرض فلا سقط على بعيره يعني وجد بعيره بعد أن ضاع منه.
And on the authority of Abi Hamza, Anas ibn Malik al-Ansari radiyallahu anhu, he said, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, indeed Allah is more ecstatic and happy with the repentance of his slave than one of you would be if he found his camel after losing it in an open and vast land.
وهذا الحديث رواه البخاري ومسلم.
And this narration has been reported by both Bukhari and Muslim.
هكذا مختصرا.
And this is how it was reported by both of them in a summarized way.
وفي رواية لمسلم.
And in another narration of Imam Muslim.
لله أشد فرحا بتوبة عبده حين يتوب إليه من أحدكم كان على راحلته بأرض فلات فانفلتت منه يعني ضاعت وعليها طعامه وشرابه فأيس منها يعني من أن يجدها فأتى شجرة فاضطجع في ظلها يعني ينتظر الموت وقد أيس من راحلته فبينما هو كذلك إذ هو بها قائمة عنده فأخذ بخطامها ثم قال من شدة الفرح اللهم أنت عبدي وأنا ربك أخطأ من شدة الفرح.
And in a narration specific to Imam Muslim, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, indeed Allah is more happy with the repentance of his slave when he repents to him than one of you would be if he was on his riding beast in an open and vast land. And so then the riding beast, the riding animal got away, and it had on it this individual's food and drink. So then he became hopeless of finding it again. So he came to a tree and laid down under it, and he had become weary of having any hope of finding his riding animal again. So while he is sitting there under this tree in this way, he looks up and there it is right there next to him. So he took its reins and then he said from the extreme happiness, oh Allah, you are my slave and I am your Lord. He made this mistake because of his extreme happiness.
فالإنسان يحرص على التوبة ويعلم أن الله يحب التوبة.
So the individual needs to be diligent in their repentance and know that Allah does love repentance.
طيب وبهذا القدر يكتفي والله أعلم وصلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد والحمد لله رب العالمين.